It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, resetting the Mookie Betts thing here. Hour number four, Felger and Mass. Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub. The simulcast has gone to the Cam Newton press conference. If he says anything, we'll let you know. Either way, we're brought to you by DraftKings. Mookie Betts, you know, whether you believe my brown checkmark source from yesterday or not, meaning whether the Red Sox hit his number exactly or not, and whether the Red Sox offered him the same contract the Dodgers did or not, I think it's clear that staying here was not a priority. In other words, if there was a number that the Red Sox could have hit that Betts would have stayed at, which my guy says there wasn't, he just wanted out. But whether you believe that or that he would have stayed for a certain number, the point is being here wasn't a priority for him. I think that's pretty clear.
Yes.
Would he have done it? Yes. Did he want to do it? I think it's pretty clear the answer is no. You know, if you believe he just wanted to get to free agency and it wasn't a Boston thing, then why did he just sign in L.A.? He just signed a 13-year extension in L.A. He didn't get to free agency in L.A. He signed a couple months after being traded or whenever that was. When was the trade?
I remember they were only in spring training for a little while. COVID hit. They came back and he signed. So he basically signed with an organization that he had spent almost no time with.
So if he was that set on getting to free agency, why did he sign for 13 years in L.A.? Inside of months.
Because it wasn't about L.A., it was about Boston.
So what's our problem?
I don't know. Now, look, you know, there is the possibility that whether it was because of David Price chirping in his ear or, you know, the Adam Jones situation. I mean, Adam Jones, the outfielder with the Baltimore Orioles.
So the racial climate.
Correct. Sure. I mean, it could absolutely be that, which would be kind of scary, that there is still a sentiment in baseball or in sports, period, that Boston's not a place to play for African Americans. That's a scary proposition.
Scary. And again, if that's what the reason was, that, again, what my guy said, that would explain why the Red Sox aren't letting everyone know that we didn't cheap out. We offered him a big, big, big contract. Everything he got in L.A., we offered him. They're not saying that because it's better to be thought of as cheap than being a place where you have racial problems, right? Like that's a being cheap. So it's something you can easily overcome by writing another check and proving to a player you're not cheap.
Right. Because if that latter thing is the real reason and that's widely reported. So like they need pitching, right? Marcus Stroman's out there, African-American pitcher. He hears that. He'd probably be likely to go to another team no matter how much money you put in front of him.
So I want to put that to the side, that thing, because if he feels that way, I can't disabuse him of it, and I can't speak to it, and that's something that he personally feels, and I can't put myself in his position, because, I'm just a white guy that lives in Wellesley. I have no idea how he feels or would feel and if he's justified or not. That's him. I can't speak to it. So I'm sort of putting that to the side. What I do want to talk about is everything else, which is he ain't the only guy that if he didn't like it here, didn't like it here. Black, white, or anywhere in between. There's a long litany of guys who just hated it here and couldn't wait to get out. From Nomar to Lackey to you name it. And there's a bunch of guys in between that just couldn't wait to get the hell out of here. Adrian Gonzalez, Carl Crawford, John Lackey, Beckett here at the end hated it. I thought Derek Lowe here at the end hated it.
He did, but again, he's another guy that re-signed here first, right? So I think he just got burned out and overcome by it. But it wasn't because he hated the environment or the pressure, or he had trouble. You know, by the end, he was toast. And they didn't want to sign him back. That was a bigger thing.
So
like, he would have signed here if they'd given them the money.
So what is it for those other guys then? If Lowe's not on the list, he's not on the list. There's others, you know, and I'm sure you can come up with more. If you go deep into history, I get it. Very hard place to play. A lot of pressure. You know, hadn't won in generations. So you bore the weight of not just the current fans, but their father and their father. And, you know, what was the old line of the Red Sox killed my father, now they're coming to get me, or something like this?
No, they killed my father and my grandfather, and now the SOBs are coming to get me.
So it's like generational pressure, and the press was miserable, and the ballpark was miserable. And so, like, I get it in past generations. Now it's freaking happy land. Again, taking out the racial component, which I can't speak to. But the outside of that, it's freaking Pink Hatville in the stands. The press corps is protective and supportive. And I'm talking about the press corps that's in the locker room every day. The not only are the press corps in the locker room every day not leading the attacks, they will protect the players from the attacks. The beat guys now protect the players from the likes of us. You know, just shock jocks and fans and, you know, talk show hosts. The people that cover the team will protect the players now. They have their backs for the most part. Every now and then you have a stray Shaughnessy or something, but for the most part, it's a, you know, it's pussycats. And I'm not blaming them. It's just the way it's evolved. So the press is nice. The team is supportive. The team pays through the nose for players, kisses their ass off the field. I mean, the stories are legendary. What was the year where they complained about the schedule and John Henry brought him onto the boats and brought
headphones
on the boats and brought them all headphones and stuff?
Yep.
So the ownership kisses your ass. They have one of the highest payrolls in baseball. The fans, it's sweet Caroline and unicorns and show ponies. The press have turned into a bunch of pussycats. What's your problem?
I mean, if it's that, it's you're soft.
So I think the modern Major League Baseball player has gotten really, really soft.
Well, he has. Wouldn't you say the modern American?
Yes. Yes. But there's things that, you know, I don't hear hockey players or Celtics or Patriots say, yeah, that's just not the place for me. I don't hear them say it ever. Even if they have, you know, Marcus Smart, and going back to the racial thing, he just wrote a story and said, you know, talked about some incidents he had here in Boston. But I don't get the sense that he doesn't want to be in Boston or doesn't want to be a Celtic. Why is it a Red Sox thing? Because it's the baseball player.
Well, so that's a fair point. Yeah, it's a fair point.
And so
I mean, look, you know, the stereotype, and it's earned, is that baseball players are high maintenance and needy. And if you add that to, you know, an environment that can be challenging at times, they don't want to do it.
And so you hear the thing about Betts that, again, he was tight with Price, or, you know, they're both from Tennessee, and maybe he looked up to him. He's, what, 6-7 years younger than David Price, and maybe when he was in high school, Price was going number one overall or whatever. He liked David Price. He didn't like David Price's treatment here.
And Price was an influence in that clubhouse for certain players, and Betts was definitely one of them.
Which, to me, that is gross. Well,
yeah, that part is scary because, again, you draw that back to the whole Price signing, and the Price signing cost you Mookie Betts. Like, was that worth it?
But what I'm disappointed in Betts.
Sure, of course.
It's like, Mookie, Price is a tool bag. You don't recognize that? Or you're going to side with him, or, you know, versus Eckersley? Like, why? Because Eckersley is just doing his job? Like, what? So, like, I'm disappointed in Betts if that's the reason. Or what's the thing you said with the beer cans at the victory parade?
I got to, you know, because we were having this conversation earlier. I got a couple of texts. One from someone that would know, like, that Betts was really upset with the fact when he was on the duck boats with that parade a few years ago that people were throwing full beers while he was on there, and he was on there with his wife and young kid. So, I mean, people were trying to do it out of celebration, not like, yeah, Mookie, F you, you know, but it's just maybe it's the intensity of everything here. And that's if that's the case, then I can't relate.
That's
all.
It? Like, so that's it. Because
some isn't like mass holes.
Some mass hole was chucking a Bud Light at you on a duck boat, thinking it was funny, not really meaning to hurt you, but he's just an idiot. You know, he's just an idiot fan at a parade. And you're going to, like, hold that as part of the experience?
mean, sports in Boston, it's like religion and politics, but it's not as serious as those two things.
Look, all I can tell you is this. My feeling all along, and I'm basing this by the way he reacted, has nothing to do with anything anybody said, is that he didn't want to be here. Now, the why? I can't answer the why. There's only one person that can answer the why. Maybe someday he'll tell us. But the idea that a competitive athlete who plays the game the way he plays it, like that play the other night where he scored the run coming home from third on the ground ball to the first baseman with the infield in, he got up and he pumped his fist. He's into it. So why does a competitive guy like that not want to play in Boston?
So that's what makes it different. So you look at some of the guys that hated it here, didn't want to be here. Adrian Gonzalez, John Lackey, David Price, kind of dogs. You know, they're not...
A lot of them were losers.
Super competitive guys, kind of loserish, you know, like, good riddance. I'm glad you don't like it here. It's, you know, you shouldn't like it here because it's not in your DNA, and that's why you don't win. Mookie Betts, that's different. That's different. That's a guy that you want to be here and should fit here. And again, what's his problem? Team, yes, okay, so the team got a little... At those arbitration hearings, or you know, some of those contracts were low in the early part of the process. Okay, but the team has control at those times, and you don't, and that's the way it works in baseball. In your seventh year, you have all the leverage. Until then, the team does. So fine, that's why. Like, shouldn't that all go away at the very end when you are a free agent and the Red Sox come up with that big offer? Don't all the little negotiations there in the arbitration years just disappear?
I mean, often, yes, but some people take that stuff personally.
If you're freaking what? Soft?
Yeah.
Or what? Like, yeah. I mean, it's
or
just
immature.
It's just the game.
Yeah.
It's just the game. So they took you to arbitration, and they showed videos of, who's the third baseman in Chicago?
Oh, Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant or whatever. And so that, it's an arbitration hearing, Mookie. Like, that's just what it is. Okay, yes, they were a year late when you were a second or third year player. They came in too low. Now you're a free agent, they're offering you $300 million, or they're meeting your price, and you're going to hold the arbitration thing against them? Or you don't like the fact that Jim Murray made fun of David Price with how long he takes to throw pitches? Or Eckersley? Like, again, so, like, I look at Betts and go, what? What's really the problem here? Unless it is the racial climate, and he felt that it was uncomfortable for him in this town or in that outfield for reasons that he can explain that I can't speak to, then I'm going to, grant him that. And that's you and I, I can't push back with you on that. I'm not going to. But if it's because it's too intense, or people are mean, or we make fun of David Price, or someone got out of hand at the parade, like, really? That's it? Like, I don't accept those.
No, how could you? I mean, how could you? But then again, if it is those things, and you look at the player and say, well, that's not the kind of guy you necessarily want in October.
Okay, right, which is what I would say about Gonzalez, Lackey, these other guys. I want Betts.
But the way he, again, he plays the game with a certain amount of passion. He does. I mean, that famous at-bat he had here, the 13-14 pitch at-bat where he hit the grand slam, and Eck, says, okay, we're going to party. If everybody remembers that one, he was pretty animated going down that first baseline. That wasn't a guy who didn't give a crap. So, he doesn't seem to me like a guy that is just going through the motions and, doesn't want to play in an intense market. I think he's competitive. So, I wish he'd answer it. I do. I wish somewhere along the line we'd get a very clear answer on that.
And if it is a racial thing, just last thing real quick, I hope he's not blaming the team, because it feels to me, and not that I know all the inner workings there, but it feels to me like the team was very supportive of the players that had a problem with the, not the Torrey Hunter, the Adam Jones situation, and renaming the street, for crying out loud, in front of the stadium. Like, if I feel like the ownership is sufficiently, as I said before, woke or whatever you want to call it. So, like, he can't have a problem with the team in that regard.
I don't think so. I mean, but it didn't sound like guys like, and I don't remember everything that was written and said, but at the time it didn't feel like, Jackie Bradley, Betts, we're all that thrilled about it. And I don't remember that. I remember them sort of.
But with the team? Because the team said, Torrey Hunter's right. We had a problem
there.
We have problems out there and we're addressing it.
No, I feel like the team was very proactive in that way. But I want to go back and look, because I don't remember Mookie and Bradley talking about it. And that should have told us something maybe at that time. Right? They didn't want to talk about it.
Because they don't want to hear the blowback from the idiots.
Correct.
Like,
it's just going to make it worse in their minds.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
Going to make it worse. So, Maybe it was related to that. Maybe it's that simple.
Okay, so anyway, that's the reset of that question. Why didn't he want to be here? To your calls right after this.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
You listen sometimes because you agree.
I agree with Matt.
And sometimes because deep down you like the pain.
Pulling each other's shirts off and licking each other's faces.
Felger and Mazz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, back to your phones on Betts and the Patriots. Still Garoppolo week, so that topic's on the table. Saul is in Natick, though. Go ahead, Saul, on Mookie Betts. What do you got?
Hey, what's going on? I was listening to your friend, Stetcher and Rich, early in the morning. They played one of your takes about how, you know, the PR with Mookie Betts and the money.
Yeah.
So my question is, do you think Mookie would have stayed if the whole scandal with Alex Cora wouldn't have happened?
I think that's a non-factor.
Yeah, no, I think non-factor, too. I think he was already gone by then.
I mean, I saw that the cases in all of sports, never mind baseball, where a player picks a team based on who the manager is like
short-sighted.
I mean, especially that level of free agency. Sometimes you'll get an older free agent, you know, like I think Belichick will get a player to play for him, or if you're a wide receiver and there's a good offensive coach, you'll go play for that. Like, there's rare cases, but those are just sort of guys at the end of their career picking and choosing. I'm talking about the Mookie Betts first kick at the can for major bucks free agency. That guy almost never picks a team because of the coach.
No, and you can't, because that guy could be fired in halfway through your first year. Like, again, depending on who he is and what the status is. What you have to pick, aside from the money, which is obvious, is the strength of the organization, which relates to ownership and the city.
Well, but usually at that point, it's money.
Well, right.
I mean, that's number one.
Well, I said beyond the money.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I said the money's first. Like, but if you go beyond that and you say, okay, I get the same money from these five places, well, then you look for a good organization with good ownership and a good city. I think that's it. Because there's no way to guarantee the personnel, whether you're talking about teammates or you're talking about the manager. The personnel is going to change. They're going to fire people.
John in Connecticut on the Pats. Go ahead, John.
Hi. So I just wanted, well, first of all, after hearing that clip from Belichick about Garoppolo, I'd like to put out a public service announcement that if Garoppolo goes missing, first place to go check is Belichick's
right.
basement.
Amber alert.
And
his
then
trunk.
Afterwards, definitely Mazz's pants with Garoppolo back in town. But, you know, I just kind of want to go back to the point of really Kraft making the right decision, keeping Brady. You don't really trade championships for the unknown, one. And then the second point that I want to make is, was it really Brady that screwed him over, or was it Bill Belichick, the GM, that screwed him over? Because if Bill got the most out of Garoppolo in the trade value, he could have potentially had Baker Mayfield, no? I thought there was, like, rumors that, you know, they were willing to give up, like, a first round or two or whatnot for him.
So there was – so John, Baker Mayfield's agent said the Patriots were in on him his draft year, which was the year they were trying to trade Gronkowski. So they were trying to take their own first, trade Gronkowski to Detroit for a first, and use that to springboard up to number one overall, which I just don't think they still had enough ammo.
Right. Now, if they got number four – maybe,
yeah,
but even
yeah,
then,
yeah.
Cleveland had number one, right? And they take Mayfield first?
Yeah, right, exactly.
So then they weren't going to give it away. They were going to take him one. I think the Patriots were hoping that, didn't the Giants have like number four that year or three, whatever. But I think the idea was they were going to trade up to get the Giants pick and take Mayfield if Mayfield slid, and he didn't.
Okay, you don't trade championships to the unknown. Like, there is no known. You have no known.
Well, the known was Brady, and, you know, you could have continued the known with Brady if Bill just could have lightened up.
That's all.
And given him a good contract.
Okay, so the lightening up, I don't blame the Patriots for.
All right, then a real contract.
Fair. And it should have been done when they traded Garoppolo. It should have been, okay, now we're making our choice. We're making our choice. And it's going to be Brady, and so we're going to give him an extra year, maybe two, and this is the plan, and this is what we're going to do. And Bill, try and lighten up a little bit. Fine, go ahead. But that's a big ask to me. So that's the mistake. All I know is here we are, not 2 years later, and they have no plan. They have no quarterback. They're in no man's land.
Right. So this is
is unforgivable.
Right. So that's the part that should really agitate people. That's the part you should focus on.
And this is now coming home to roost because before this, I'd given them the leeway or the possibility that Stidham was the guy, that Bill did it again. Because I bought all the hype.
Sure.
I heard all the reporting. I get it. And they hadn't done anything in free agency or the draft. So it's like, okay, they do have the next Garoppolo. They do have the next guy in Stidham. And so Bill just reloaded. Here's the guy. Fine. Okay, you don't have to extend Brady, and you're fine letting Garoppolo go because you could just go back into the draft and get the guy. And that obviously hasn't happened. So now you look at it, and here's where the second guesses come. Because if you can't just pluck the next guy, like you're picking daisies in a field, then you did have to make a choice, Garoppolo or Brady. And you ended up choosing neither, really.
I mean, this was the danger of that decision. This was it, that you were going to trade the long term for the short and then be stuck with nothing. And so I just felt people were cavalier about it at the time. The number one reason I was in favor of it was not the fact that I thought Garoppolo was a Hall of Famer. It's that I thought he was capable and you had a bird in hand. So what are you going to do? You're going to take a chance that you can just pluck another guy out of the draft? No problem. Plug him in. It's going to turn out the same way. I just have too much respect for the quarterback position and the difficulty of it, even in this day and age, to think you can just pick a guy in the draft every year and he can play.
Carl in Grafton, what do you got on Mookie Betts? Carl, his comment line says Mookie would have signed anywhere but
no,
here.
Man, hey, oh,
go ahead. Go
sorry
ahead.
About that, man. Mookie Betts, the way he's playing and staying here just wasn't congruent. Even though he is competitive, he's the next Barry Bonds. He's what Barry Bonds should have been. I just think that's played up through his time in the big leagues, and I really don't think they offered him that money because it wasn't about, I mean, or even if they did offer him the money, it wouldn't have been about that, and that's why he chose to go somewhere else.
So, what's it about, Carl? I mean, this is the question. What's it about? Even if they had offered the money, that's not what it's about. He would have been elsewhere. What's it about? That's what I want to know. What's it about?
I know. So my short answer is he didn't like it here. Now, your question is why?
Why? Of course.
I know. And I don't blame you for saying that. I'm just saying there's only one person who knows the answer to that.
It's a problem. They pay well. They win. The building's filled. People care. The fans are supportive. The media is now supportive. Didn't always used to be. Now they are. And so it's like, what? What's the problem?
There's no off switch. And I think that is a problem for some guys, especially in baseball, especially in a market like here, where it's not what it was 30 years ago. But I think it is these guys wrap up a game, they go home, and they just expect to do the same thing and not hear about, you know, the results the way that they're talked about and how much people care about them here. Like, there's no off switch. I think that bugs a lot of guys.
I'll tell you what, given what we know now, and I say know now, with all the podcasts and everything else that were out there, and Jimmy will refresh my memory. Mookie did a podcast not too long ago where he admitted that it was pretty much down to San Diego and the Dodgers. The Red Sox were great through the process. I bet you they worked together on it. I mean, he had to go to a place that was going to give him the money because there weren't going to be, you're not going to trade for Mookie Betts, give up significant assets for 1 year and then not sign him. It'd be stupid.
So what's your point?
My point is that the Red Sox knew he wasn't going to sign with them. And so they said, well, let's pick somewhere you can sign so we can get a little bit more for you. And he said, okay, I'll work with you on that too. And they worked together and they got him to LA and they got a half decent package. They didn't get completely skewered in the trade.
And This is part of the reason why Betts is never going to tell you really why he didn't want to be
maybe,
here.
Yeah.
Because it'd make the Red Sox or the city of Boston look bad, and that's just part of the agreement. We'll help you out. We'll get you where you want to get to.
You help us, we'll help you.
But let's not turn around and bash each other, shall we? So this is why we've heard no, you know, smear campaign, which we usually get from the Red Sox.
It is so un-Red Sox-like to have it go down like this. You have no idea.
It was
fans. Typically, the bickering that goes on behind the scenes is off the charts.
So people will call us cheap, but that's better than the alternative if you talk. You talk and tell people why you really don't want to be here. That's worse PR than people calling us cheap. We can get over the cheap thing. We'll just pay the next guy.
I think they were on the same page on it at the end of the day. I think that he said, I don't want to be here. And they said, okay, we get it. We have to move you, though. We have to get something for you. So why don't we pick a place that you want to go?
One more segment of your wonderful calls after this.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilder and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There he goes. No throw. That is a stolen base. Mookie Betts has stolen the first base of the 2020 World Series. Lasnow has struck out seven. There goes Betts. Double steal. Throw down is too late. And he is greeted by Betts. A shot into right. Back at the wall. It is gone. One pitch, one more run. And the first Dodger postseason home run for Mookie Betts. How about another hit? Red Sox fans are watching this going, hello, why did we trade this guy? How can they not afford Mookie Betts?
Let me ask you this, because I haven't asked you yet.
Well, facilitating.
Yeah, here comes some facilitation. So the whole premise of my brown check mark source, that the Red Sox were willing to be called cheap because it was better than the alternative, which is being called, you know, not a destination, not a place where young star players want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So they were willing to take the cheap hit versus the unpopular hit, or even worse, you know, a racial hit, right? So do you agree with that? Because, again, here we are, World Series, national TV, Joe Buck basically calling you cheap and stupid for letting this player go. Are the Red Sox better off being called that than Mookie Betts coming out and saying, I didn't want to be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would say by a wide margin.
I mean, because the Red Sox could come out and say, we offered him every dime that the Dodgers did. He turned down a lot of money here. We offered him a real offer. We hit his number. And don't look at us. It's him. And Mookie says, yeah, I didn't want to be there.
I mean, because
is that a worse PR hit for the Red Sox than the cheap thing?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's going to be way more questions that are going to be left unanswered. Because I don't think you're going to get answers from Mookie Betts. With this, they just get labeled cheap and people are pissed and you move on.
Right. And also the lasting implications could be huge. So, you know, if that's the perception then that Mookie didn't want to play in Boston because of the city and what goes with it, then other players will hear that and say, I'm not going there. No way I'm playing there. Whereas if you can get that player to the negotiating table and you throw a pile of money in front of him, all of a sudden he says, oh.
So like I said, the cheap thing is really easy to overcome in free agency.
Of course.
You write him the check. We're not cheap. Here's your money.
Exactly right.
Okay? But if you have to overcome a reputation of not being a good place to play if you're a young star, that's you can't overcome that with a check.
No. No. So the only question is whether Mookie is telling people behind the scenes the truth. You know, people that trust his opinion, people that would ask him, why'd you leave?
But so I think that thing, that I'm this scenario that I'm talking about, also plays to Betts, because I don't think Betts wants to be that guy either. Betts doesn't want to be the bad guy. Betts doesn't want to, you know, going back to the Adam Jones thing, you know, he wasn't vocal back then. He didn't want the hassle of having to come out and, you know, take people on or say this, that, or the other, or be some sort of, you know, lightning or some sort of polarizing comments. He didn't want any part of that. You think right now he wants any part of saying, no, Boston wasn't for me? Like, because then he's got to take on that whole thing. It's like he doesn't want any part of that. No, he wants to be on the Red Sox. This all goes on the Red Sox now. We didn't want to pay him. We traded him. None of it's on Betts. I don't think he wants it to be.
No, so that's probably a good read on it.
Where other guys would. Like a David Price, I think, would be more than happy to say in one way, shape, or form, I don't like those guys out there. I want to know part of that place. You know, he's okay with that. Or he'll do it. Betts clearly don't want any part of that.
No, so again, maybe in that respect, maybe at the end it was more cooperative than we think. You know, the Red Sox said, we'll find you a place. You know, we'll get you a place that'll pay you. It helps us too. And then we'll all play it straight in the PR game.
It's us. It's on us.
I mean, so, you know, the fact that sometimes I'd start to develop these conspiracy theories. The fact that everyone is so guns blazing about the Red Sox not wanting to pay Mookie Betts. I half wonder if the Red Sox sort of promote that.
That's what I'm saying. That's the whole premise here.
Right, right. I mean, aside from the fact that people say it and then, well, look, you know, it becomes, yeah, we weren't going to pay him. Like, point blank, we weren't going to pay him. You lead everyone down that road. Yeah.
This is the point.
Yeah.
They'd rather take that PR
hit. Yeah, I see. I know. I'm effectively saying what
that's
you
the point.
Did.
We'd rather take that PR hit than, but they must be itching. If, again, I'm telling you, my source is a brown checkmark source. But, you know, if he's right, I say brown because it could be crap. That's my, and that's what I'm calling
like
the opposite of the blue checkmark is the brown checkmark because it might be absolute crap. But if my brown checkmark is right and they did offer him the number and he turned it down, Henry must be itching. Like, anytime John Henry hears that, how do you not pay this guy? How do you cheap out on this guy? Isn't John Henry saying, we were going to pay him, we wanted to pay him, he didn't want to be here? Like, because that's a hard thing. For a guy that has been in that tax and has been a top 2-3 payroll guy for years, for this whole tenure here, they've been one of the highest, you know, payroll teams in baseball, to get called cheap, it's got to really piss him off, and for good reason.
Yeah, or it does the other thing where he says, yeah, you know. You know, that's the one thing they can't bitch to us about because we spend money out the nose.
Well, they are. Joe Buck on national TV in the World Series just called him cheap.
No, I know, but he hasn't taken it to heart because he knows it's not true. You know, so it's the stuff that is true that gets to you.
Okay.
Right? That's the stuff, because then you strike a nerve. Then there's some level of truth to it. The stuff that's not true, the other thing is the alternative, Mike, is worse.
Like you did with the Terry Francona, Bob Holler story.
Right. Right. So, like, you know, that's when you get your backup, when all of a sudden someone's getting a little too close to the bone. But on the other stuff, you're like, yeah, I guess you guys are right.
All right, so back to your phones on all this. Charlie in Watertown. Hi, Charlie. Charlie! Okay, call us back. You know the number. Howard in Randolph. Yes, Howard. Howard? Hello? I'm going to phones now. Be ready to go. Wake up. Brian in Beverly. Hi, Brian.
Hey guys, happy Thursday.
You too.
I just wanted to say, I mean, it's obvious the Red Sox probably offered him something, but is it possible that Mookie didn't like his teammates and maybe didn't like the coach from all the stuff that was going on? And my other thing is, go Jim Murray, keep wearing that Tampa Bay stuff. I'll listen to what you guys have to say. Thank you.
My sense is that the guys that don't like playing for the Red Sox, it's not a Red Sox thing. It's a Boston or Fenway Park thing. This is my sense. I don't know, like David Price was popular and they all sort of got along, it felt like to me, which it says something about the guys in there that they would gravitate towards that tool bag. But like, I don't feel like it was David Price versus his manager, you know, any of them.
No.
Right? Or David Price versus his teammates. It was David Price versus the rest of us.
Right. Yeah, yeah, and that's one of those things that, like, again, if you're making a decision based on that, what happens if you hate the guy on your new team? You have the same thing all over again? And if it's the type of thing where the player is, let's just say, a good citizen, good teammate, and he's having problems with the manager, you know what the team does?
Fire the manager.
See you later, buddy. See you later. We can find anybody else to just run the numbers for us. You just do what we tell you. He's gone. That wasn't it. I mean, look, I know people are looking for reason. He didn't want to be here. The specific why, I can't give you. And when I say I can't give you, I don't know. Who does? Only Mookie knows. But it had to do with it probably had to do with playing here. Something about playing in Boston he didn't like.
Ronnie and Randolph. Hi, Ronnie.
You guys, I sit here from 2 o'clock every day from today, and you guys keep using that same word, soft, when it comes to those brothers. And that's why they take offense to that. They hear it enough from the women. They hear it enough from that community. And you guys keep using that word soft over and over again. And Maz, I remember when you broke into the sports radio about whatever 20 years ago, whatever, and you didn't like people calling you that. So, and that's what they get a lot. They get enough. They get because they're light-skinned. They get it because they make more money. They get enough grief. And you guys have a platform where you can talk to thousands and thousands of people and say what you say about them, and they have zero tolerance,
Ronnie,
for when you get on there.
Okay,
I'm
but
listening. Go ahead,
but it's not a, to use your word, brother thing. It's, we're talking about this long litany of red. Here, Ronnie, just let me finish. You know, it's this long litany of Red Sox players, black, white, and anywhere in between that we're talking about. You know, John Lackey wasn't black, and Adrian Gonzalez and Nomar Garcia, Parr, name it. There's a long litany of guys who didn't like it here, Ronnie.
I lived here since in the 60s, baseball with the Red Sox, and I've gone to the Red Sox games, and I've heard, and granted, things have changed a tremendous a lot, but it's going to take a long time for a lot of these younger players to make so much money now, they have zero tolerance.
Is that why you think Betts is gone, Ronnie? Is that why you think he's gone?
No, that's an excuse as to why he's gone. They use it as an excuse. No, that's not a reason why. And out there in L.A. where he is, those people don't care about the stuff that you guys talk about. They're outside on
right.
the beach.
Right. That's what we're hitting on. That's what we're hitting on, Ronnie.
I think for some guys, it's probably suffocating that, you know, they go out and people are like, Mookie! Like, you know, some guys probably aren't comfortable with that. He might be one of those guys. Whereas you go to L.A. and New York, like, you're not a real celebrity. People go gaga for, like, real celebrities. Out there, you're just someone else. Like, sports fans aren't as passionate out there as they are here.
No, not even close.
So the suffocating thing I kind of get, if it's just too much pressure, if people care too much, then I'm sorry, Ronnie, that's kind of soft to me. Like, are you a competitor? I mean, aren't you in this to compete at the highest level?
Isn't one of the things you love about David Ortiz and Brady, guys that embraced it,
right?
Pedro Martinez,
and then take on the good and the bad, and then go show up the next day and do it again. And so the guys that, like, for some reason don't want that, want to be anonymous and don't want that pressure on either side of it, I don't get, and I don't really respect. They called you soft when you first started on the radio, Maz?
I guess. I don't know. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
They made fun of your voice.
Oh, yeah, lots of things.
They didn't call you soft.
No, my voice was warranted. I totally deserve criticism for that. Which, by the way, brings me back to Garoppolo. That cut we played to him earlier?
Yeah.
Did you hear his voice?
I wasn't really paying attention to you like you, Maz.
He's got great pipes.
Oh, here we go.
He does. He's got a future in radio, TV, whatever he wants.
Jeffrey Toobin on the Zoom
right
over here.
He's got great.
Well, yeah, I didn't get to see the comments personally, but you know, whenever Coach says something along those lines, it's coming from him, it means a lot. Coach, you know, just the respect I have for him with his football knowledge.
Well, you know, I mean,
he sounds like Spicoli.
I hear the landline is all I hear.
Well, so he's got a nice full strong.
All the experience
voice
that he's had throughout the NFL, it's you know, his resume I think speaks for itself, but.
Yeah, his resume speaks for itself. Coach, talk about Coach.
He doesn't sound remotely like that. Oh, he doesn't sound remotely like that.
Tomorrow is the final. Tomorrow is Agenda Free Friday.
Can you imagine what he sounds like in the huddle?
The next is final word.
Coach, me, we always had a good relationship. You know, he obviously being a defensive coach.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town
Nobody.
Fair Tire. Nobody.
No, nobody.
And a couple of Felger and Maz staples during the show today. That'd be bickering and bad phone calls. So we'll start with the bickering.
Next one. Subject line, stop being a hypocrite. How can you say, Felger, that Belichick would go 11-5 and win the division with a quarterback of Hoyer's quality? Okay, I never said 11-5. I said 9-7, maybe 10-6, and you win the. But all I said with Hoyer is you'd win the division. I don't want to give you a record because I like to think you'd win the division at 8-8 with Hoyer. They just figure out a way.
Okay, we're splitting hairs.
That's my take. I never said 11-5.
You did say 10-6.
I didn't say 11-5.
Oh, accept the responsibility.
I said 9-7, 10-6.
No, accept the responsibility.
It was a 9-7 take with a little 10-6 out of the side.
If you're gonna own the take, own the take.
I don't own 11-5. Never said 11-5.
No, you gotta own the take.
I'm not owning that.
Hoyer sucked.
That was just an assault is what that was.
Yeah.
And now let's get to the bad calls, shall we?
Oh, yeah, plenty of those.
Jim on Cape Cod, go ahead.
Hi, Mike. I've lived across the country. I lived in the Midwest and worked there. My daughter,
Jim, I really can't hear you, man. We'll give it one more try. Hold it like a pizza, okay? Go ahead, try it again.
Can you hear me?
No.
Can you hear me?
No, I'm sorry, Jim. Try it again. Alan in Florida, your thoughts on the series?
Yeah, first of all, Now,
Alan, he signed for the second highest contract in the history of baseball. Right. You're saying he took some sort of COVID discount?
Yeah, I do.
He signed for the second highest contract in the history of the game. What are you talking about?
No, I don't think that. One of the first of all, by the
way, Alan, what are you talking about? Get your point, please. What's your point here?
I've heard that from not just him, a few people. I don't know if they're trying to defend the Red Sox or just because maybe they don't want to accept the fact that people don't want to be in Boston. Like this COVID excuse is why Mookie Betts signed the money now, like signed for a deal like that now because he's worried about what the marketplace is going to be. You can't buy that.
Because they want to believe that Mookie's a man of his word. And they don't want to put it on Mookie. That's what it is.
Well, no. I mean, it's so the whole narrative is that he just wanted to get to free agency. He would have signed here if the Red Sox were the highest bidder in free agency. He just wanted to get to free agency. That's what, I guess, if you're saying he wanted to be here, that's your defense, that he just wanted to get to free agency. Well, then when you say he didn't get to free agency, he signed early in L.A., what's your answer?
Right.
The only way around it is to say, well, it's COVID.
Right.
But that sort of goes out the window when he signed for the second highest contract in baseball behind Mike Trout. Like
correct.
What?
Correct. He got a market deal regardless.
It feels to me like he got a non-COVID deal.
Correct.
He got like a real deal.
Right, which is why, again, it's more reason why I wonder whether the thing was in the bag. The Dodgers said, we're going to pay you this. We just have to wait until this date to do it. Okay, fine, no problem. Then COVID hit, and they said, we're going to honor it.
Yeah, that was a contract from the before times.
Correct.
Yeah, it really, I mean, that's what it felt to me
no,
like.
No, I'm telling you, I think it was in the bag. I think that the Red Sox worked with him. He worked with the Red Sox. And they said, we're going to send you to one of these two places. And both of those teams agreed that they would give him an extension. And that what the parameters were going to be. I think it was all basically, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers Get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.